Right now, time to talk the numbers. We've reached just past four on a Friday during football season. Generally, we look to South Florida, but because of that monster, our guest has found his way north to safety. So we offer up this, a trip to something much less than the $1 million sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
So, you can follow up on Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports, online ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling joins us. Lee, how are things with you, your friends, and your people in Florida?
I decided to get out. You know, I went through Andrew, and it's just something I never want to experience again, being without power for 3 weeks. So took the family, got on a flight late last night. We're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I'm going to stay here until I get the word that everything's okay. And 3 days, 3 weeks, just had to do it. Took the family and the dog, and we're here.
Wow. Well, I'm certainly glad you're safe. I know my cousins from New Smyrna, they are in Ohio right now. So keep our fingers crossed that the worst of our nightmares doesn't happen. Let's get to last week's marquee matchup, which didn't end well, the Francois injury. So let's head to the Horseshoe in Columbus. Ohio State, I guess, kind of hit the on switch to run away from Indiana last week. Oklahoma started the Lincoln Riley era, kind of toyed with UTEP for about 15 minutes. I mean, those two quarterbacks, 29 of 31 for 478. This is the big ABC game Saturday night. The odds makers say Buckeyes by 7. What say you?
You know what's frustrating? They had 4 marquee games for this weekend, and they should have spaced them out. We should have gotten an early, a midday, and maybe 2 night games. 4 games at night? Do you think that's a huge mistake?
I did. There's no good early games. I mean, on the East Coast, you guys aren't going to see a worthwhile game until about 4.
Yeah. So that's frustrating. Baker Mayfield is really good. His offensive line is top shelf, but Ohio State goes too deep on the defensive line. I was talking to an NFL scout who told me they might have 8 defensive linemen drafted in the next couple of years go in the first and second round. They are that good and that deep on the defensive line. What benefited them was they got to play Indiana last week, and Indiana has a pretty darn good offense, as you witnessed in the first down. Then they had just had no depth. They don't have any reserves. So what we saw was the Buckeyes' defense finally exert their dominance. J.K. Dobbins, he is going to be really good back. He's good already. And Urban Meyer, if it comes down to coaching, 61% career winning percentage. Lincoln Riley, the great unknown here. I'm going to the Ohio State 37-27.
All righty. One of the late Saturday nights, the Holy War from Provo, BYU hosting Utah, year 2 under Kalani Sitake. Won 9 games, including their bowl last year. Utah was in the Pac-12 South race till late in the season, ended up winning 9 games. Utes with a great defensive game in their opening win against North Dakota, held the Fighting Sioux to just 242 total yards. Oddsmakers see this one tight. They make the Cougs a small 1-point home chalk. What's the play here?
I don't get it. I mean... When I get to Sunday night, I look at all these lines and I estimate the lines. And I had this game as Utah should be like 5.5, 6-point favorite. BYU just absolutely no offense. They have no home run hitters at running back. Their receivers are limited. Their offensive line can't do much. Defense, you're just left out in the field too long here. This is a Utah call here. 31-20.
Alrighty, at first look, Arizona State looked like it was a tight game against New Mexico State, 1-6. Aggies did score in the final 50 seconds, but ASU got outgained by a lot, 550 to 400. Their coach, Todd Graham, is on a warm seat. They faced San Diego State, who won 11 games last year, did lose the country's leading rusher in Pumphrey. The new guy had 197, Rashad Penny. This one's at Sparky's house in Tempe. Fear the Fork laying 3 against the Aztecs. What are you liking here?
Well, I think that Arizona State is going to have to do something, as well as maybe Arizona at the end of the year. I mean, they don't have it. They don't even have any defensive players, and they're not rotating because they don't have any depth, so they're caught in the catch 22 here. And how about this? New Mexico State had 11 sacks from their defense all last year. They put up 7 sacks against Arizona State. Can you imagine what Rocky Long is going to dial up here with his blitz package? Penny, like I said, he's rolling here. San Diego State went 38-28.
Alrighty, let's move to, as we talk with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Pac-12 starts with a bang. Stanford at Southern Cal. USC messed around a little bit with Western Michigan. Every time you thought they'd pull away, the Broncos either scored an offensive touchdown or ran a kickback. Cardinal were off after the demolition of Rice in Australia. Vegas says it all adds up to Southern Cal by 6. Couple of Pac-12 contenders. Who do you think draws first blood?
Well, you go by recent history. David Shaw has won 5 of 7 against USC. Seems to have their number. The two losses were only by 3 points here. Now, Stanford, they dial up the same playbook, it seems like, every year. They throw to the tight ends and the running backs more than any team. The difference this year, though, is they've got more speed, and USC just has not been able to find those stud defensive linemen like in the past. They gave up 263 rushing yards to Western Michigan here. Extra week to prepare for Stanford. Long team's favorite. Stanford wins 30-24.
All righty, and finally, the first ever trip here to Autzen by Nebraska. The Husker coach, Mike Riley, has coached 8 games at Autzen Stadium as Oregon State coach. This will be just the second game ever coached at Autzen Stadium for Willie Taggart, although Riley was just 1-7. The Taggart era got off to an explosive start. They scored 11 touchdowns. And, yeah, 700 yards against a lower division Big Sky team. The price on this one moved this week. A lot of talk about Big Red's inexperience. Ducks laying it pretty big, minus 13. How are you leaning here?
Well, Nebraska's got to run the ball to be effective here in this game. And I just think that they're going to have to use their new running back, Trey Bryan. He's going to have to carry the ball 22 to 25 times. Tanner Lee looks like he's getting a little more settled in at quarterback. Oregon's offense looks great. But even though I love Jim Leffitt, everyone around the country is all of a sudden saying that Oregon's back. I'm not a believer that a team that had 9 of 11 returning starters that gave up at least 41 points in 6 to 12 games is all the way back. I think Nebraska loves to perform this role here, and I think they're going to give them a game here. Oregon wins 42-34, but Nebraska covers.
All right, and our usual tag during this segment, for the sake of the show, we love to hit on the biggies, the Pac-12, the Duck game, but you and your people are all about finding those advantageous matchups so you can hook your clients up with winners. Your game of the week is also kind of telling. Last year, Wazoo was an 11-point road dog at Boise State. Tomorrow, a 10-point home chalk against the Broncos. So let our folks know how they can get that game and all you guys at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Well, Steve, this game is I found an angle in this game that hits at about 92% if you follow this angle. So if you want to get the super angle system for the Washington State-Boise State game, just call 800-400, 9741. Like I said, the game is free. It's on the 800-400-9741 to get Wazoo, Boise State. Put you on the right side of this game. Also, week one. We won last week. We're going for a winning week, week three in college football, as well as the start of the NFL, which is exciting. You want to get this weekend, you can get the entire weekend, $147, ParamountSports.com.
All right. Hey, Lee, glad you got out and you and yours are safe. We'll be sending best thoughts to the folks back in the Sunshine State. Enjoy your weekend, and I hope things are a lot better when we speak next week, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take it easy.